Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Dr. Claire McCarthy, Harvard Medical School, states, besides the fact that we don't want children getting high or exposed to dangers of inhaled secondhand marijuana smoke, there is the additional concern about long-term effects on the brain. There is evidence to suggest that when children and young adults whose brains are still developing are exposed to marijuana THC, it may have permanent effects on the executive function, memory, and even IQ, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse and the American Psychiatric Association. That includes finishing work on time, evaluating ideas, remembering detail, paying attention and switching focus, and using past experience for present action. What can families do about all kinds of smoking, according to Dr. McCarthy? The best thing for you and your child is not to smoke at all. Talk to your doctor about quitting. If you do smoke, don't smoke around your child, ever. Even if your children aren't around, don't smoke somewhere they will be, like your home or your car. Smoke lingers. After you smoke, change your clothes and wash up. If it smells like any kind of smoke in the area, your baby is smoking too. Check that all caregivers do not smoke nor smell like smoke. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.